This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Corporate Village Owners Association, INC, Plaintiff Respondent, Viest Corporate Village, LLC, Defendant Appellant, and Southern Bank, Intervenor, decided August 26, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, 1 in Division Corporate Village Owners Association, NC, Plaintiff Respondent, thus V, No. SD38649, Corporate Village, LLC, filed August 26, 2025, Defendant Appellant, and Southern Bank, Intervenor. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Greene County. Honorable Jerry A. Harmison, Jr., affirmed Corporate Village Condominium. The condominium development is a commercial condominium development in Springfield City, and it was created on June 9, 2004, when the appellant, Corporate Village, LLC, the declarant, filed in the Greene County Real Estate Records the Declaration of Condominium of Corporate Village Condominium, the Declaration, and the original plat, which subjected 10.2 acres of land to the provisions of the Declaration and the Uniform Condominium Act, Sections 2, 448.1111, 8 SEQ, the UCA. The Circuit Court held a bench trial on declarants and Corporate Village Owners Association, Incas, the association, competing claims for quiet title to 2 undeveloped acres of land, the undeveloped area within the condominium development, and a declaratory judgment setting forth any remaining development rights in the undeveloped area reserved by declarant in the declaration. The first of declarant's 2 points on appeal claims the Circuit Court erred in concluding declarant is prohibited from creating or constructing additional units within the undeveloped area due to the expiration of declarant's development rights. Declarant's second point claims the Circuit Court erred by quieting title to the undeveloped area to the unit owners of the condominium development instead of in declarant's favor. We find no merit in either point and affirm the judgment of the Circuit Court. Standard of review. A judgment is presumed correct, and the party challenging the judgment bears the burden of proving it erroneous. Lands End Props, LLC versus Grand Meridian Condo, Owners Assen, Incorps, 711-SW3D-566-570, AMO App, SD-2025. In this court tried case, our review is governed by Rule 84.13D and Murphy v. Karen, 536-SW2D-30-3132, Mo Bank, 1976. Id. We must affirm the judgment. Unless it is not supported by substantial evidence, it is against the weight of the evidence, or it erroneously declares or applies the law. ID. Citing Ivy v. Smith, 439 SW3D 189-198-99, Moorn Bank, 2014. When considering whether the court misapplied the law, we review the court's legal conclusions and application of law to the facts de novo. ID. Our de novo review 3 also applies to the interpretation of estatutes and the language of a condominium declaration, ED at 570-71, factual background and procedural history. We view the evidence and any reasonable inferences therefrom in the light most favorable to the court's decision and disregard all contrary evidence and inferences. ED, quoting in RECCS, 393 SW3D 105-108, Mo, App, WD 2013. Viewed in that light, the applicable facts are as follows. When declarant created the condominium development in 2004, it intended, as evidenced on the plans submitted to city in 2003, to construct 11 buildings, 9 for office condominium units and 2 for retail condominium units. Declarant elected to construct the condominium development in stages, and the original plat contained only 1 building that would house 4 office units. Each time that declarant completed the construction of a new building, it filed an amended plat of the condominium development depicting the newly constructed buildings. A total of 18 plats were filed by declarant affecting the condominium development. 1. The most recent plat, filed in 2010, depicts the 2 buildings constructed for retail units, along with 6 of the 9 originally planned buildings housing office units, a total of 8 buildings. Declarant has sold all 34 units depicted on the most recent plat. This appeal involves declarant's recent attempt to construct either 3 one-story buildings, as declarant originally intended, or a single 4-story building on the undeveloped area of the condominium development, the proposed units. In 2020, some of the amended plats were replats of existing units, and were not filed to encompass recently constructed units. 4. When the unit owners and the association became aware that declarant had received city's approval to construct a four-story building, the association filed